small town of Currumba on the Gulf of Carpentaria has experienced a tourism boom in 2020, and not necessarily for the reasons you think. Established in 2018, the Shire of Carpentaria's Barramundi Hatchery and Discovery Centre is attracting tens of thousands to the region. Visitors can see barramundi feeding and also get in some exciting barramundi fishing. Evan Wallace sat down with the General Manager of Tourism for the Shire of Carpentaria, Verena Olesh, to learn about how the hatchery works.
Tell me, what keeps the economy going here in Currumba and this part of Carpentaria?
Yeah, Currumba is actually built on fishing, so professional fishing has always been the mainstay of Currumba. We also have mining to a degree. We have in Currumba here a mine processing plant, which is a mine out in Lawn Hill, processing zinc and a bit of lead and silver as well. But lately, of course, like a lot of the outback regions, tourism has become more and more popular. So we definitely welcome lots of tourists because that is part of our economic growth here, definitely in the region.
Tell me how important the fishing industry here is in Currumba and maybe also how it's changed as well over the last 10 years or so too.
Yeah, definitely so important. Like I say, it's the whole place has been built on the fishing industry. Main fish here is a barramundi, of course, but there's also the prawn industry. A very important, the development for the fisheries in the early 90s, the professional fishermen looked at the barramundi stock. There were more and more recreational fishers coming up here participating in the barra boom because everyone loves to target barramundi. They taste good, they fight well. But the professional fishermen thought, well, if more and more people take the fish, we need to do something about this because if we keep taking and not giving back, then we're going to have an issue. And they had a great foresight, and they, in the early 90s, established the hatchery, the original hatchery. Eventually, the organization ran out of money and ran out of volunteers, and then Council Carpentaria Shire took it over, which was a great opportunity to actually now get funding to take this a little bit further. Basically took it to the next level. We got some government, state and local government funding, $8.5 million, and built a brand new state-of-the-art discovery center and new hatchery. So the whole purpose is really to get more and more people to come up here, spend their tourism dollars, because when they come, it not just benefits the barra center and hatchery, it benefits the caravan parks, the chemists, the supermarkets, petrol stations, etc. So we really want people to come up here and experience the region.
Coming back to the hatchery itself, a lot of listeners who aren't all that familiar with how hatcheries work might have question marks around, oh, what does this look like from an environmentally sustainable perspective? Just wondering whether you can talk me through, yeah, how when it comes to introducing fish into the system, it's monitored and how you know that it's actually working well for the environment at large.
Yeah, it's actually supporting the natural process, if you like. So we're not doing anything different to the environment. So we're sort of supplementing what happens out in nature and in the Norman River or in sort of the mouth of the river naturally. So we're just helping out and helping with the fish stock. So when we release them at about 2.5 centimeters, 3 centimeters, that's kind of when their natural instincts are quite high, and hopefully their survival rate is quite good. I mean, they'll just integrate back into the wild. Barramundi need the saltwater to spawn, and then they will, once they hatch, they will move into the freshwater to hide in the mangroves until they're old enough again to participate in the spawning. So yeah, what we do here is really under the umbrella of sustainability and helping nature a little bit on the way, I guess. So we restock probably between 120,000 to 150,000 little fingerlings into the wild, and make sure that that the stock is not declining.
Carpentaria General Manager Verena Olesh speaking there with Evan Wallace.